what we're doing at the Mass of the Lord's Supper is to commemorate the Last Supper, when Jesus brought the disciples together, and we are celebrating the institution of the Eucharist. And perhaps that's the most familiar part of the Triduum for most people, because the Eucharist is celebrated daily in the life of the Church. For many people, it's weekly, and that in fulfilling their Sunday obligation, they go to the celebration of the Eucharist. But I think the other element, the quite particular element of the Mass of the Lord's Supper, is the whole element of service, that in instituting the Eucharist, Jesus serves humanity, and in particular serves his apostles. And we see that in the washing of the feet, where during the celebration of Mass on Holy Thursday, the priest washes the feet of representatives from the community who are there, replicating what Christ did, going around and washing the feet of his apostles and saying to them, I come among you as one who serves. And we repeat that, and for a priest, it's a reminder to himself that part of our calling is one of service. But it's a reminder also to the whole community that as the followers of Christ and as the body of Christ, we are to be at the service of humanity and the service of the world in which we live. And linking the institution of the Eucharist with the example and the command to serve is a fundamental part of who we are as the Church and who we are as Christians. And to my mind, it is always bringing together the two great commandments, to worship God and to love our neighbour as we love ourselves. So we see the worship of God in the Eucharist and our sharing in the Eucharist, and then that love of our neighbour in the service we offer, which is seen in the washing of the feet.
And for some Catholics, of course, for many Catholics, there'll be a period of Eucharistic adoration, won't there, after Mass until midnight?
That's right, yeah. Following the celebration of Mass, what happens is that the Blessed Sacrament is removed from the tabernacle in the church and taken to an altar of repose. And the commemoration here is Jesus going with his disciples to the Garden of Gethsemane to pray and to await his arrest. And we are asked to watch with him and to wait and to pray, rather like he asked his disciples to do the same. And there are all sorts of traditions associated with that. I remember I was a student for the priesthood in Rome, and there was a great tradition in the city of Rome there to have very elaborate and highly decorated altars of repose. And there was the tradition and the practice of going around to the main churches of Rome to visit the different altars of repose and to pray for a while in the at the different altars. And that stems from quite an early practice within the life of the Church of Rome, which was for there almost to be a pilgrimage between the main churches in ancient Rome. And each church replicates that, and everybody is asked to spend some time praying before the Blessed Sacrament, before finally the Blessed Sacrament is removed, usually at midnight, in some cases it's different times, is removed from the precincts of the church and placed outside the church, placed in the sacristy, usually in a safe or somewhere that's secure, but at the same time reverential as well. And that's just because the other thing that happens at the end of the Mass on Thursday is that the altar and the church is stripped, so that the church is as plain as possible for the quite simple celebration that takes place on Good Friday. So all the decoration all the cloths and candles and that kind of thing, they're removed from the church so that the church is quite stark, it's quite simple, and it's in that very simple context, without the presence of the Eucharist, that the community then gathers to commemorate the Lord's Passion and Death on Good Friday.